From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So we've got some announcements. Talk me through them.
Yes, I wanted to talk about Kiwi Property Group, Mike. It's the largest diversified property company on the NZ exchange, on the NZX. It's in the top 20 index as well, so we're talking about a big business. And last week I pointed out that property is one sector that's particularly sensitive in the movement of interest rates. So obviously we had that very long period of very low interest rates, which was a real tailwind for most aspects of the property market, and it lifted all the capital values out there. Well, that interest rate story is changing now. The 40-year bull market and interest rates very much over. So Kiwi Property Group, its share price was very strong prior to March 2020, and then we had that sort of big sell-off in March 2020. It had a good recovery, but the share price has been under pressure in 2022. It's down 24% year-to-date, and that's indicative of the whole sector, really. And there's a whole host of factors. You got the rising interest rates, you know, the impact of COVID, movement to working from home, question marks over what impact that's going to have on office space demand going forward. And now we've got this issue with investor sentiment. Now, Kiwi Property released their half-year result yesterday. And what we refer to in the property sector is funds from operations. That's sort of the underlying profit. That was actually higher and above expectations. So on that measure, they're traveling really well. But it's reported a big loss on the value of its physical property portfolio. It's fallen by $212 million, which sounds like a very large number, but you do need to factor in that they own a huge portfolio. It's over around $3.5 billion worth of property. So we refer to what we call the NTA, or the net tangible asset per share. That's now $1.31. It was at $1.45, so it's fallen quite a bit. But the most telling feature of this whole sector at the moment is that the shares are trading at 90 cents. So they've got net asset backing of $1.31, but they're trading at a very significant discount to the asset backing. And that is a feature of the whole sector, that whole property sector at the moment. So lots of moving parts towards bigger organisations. There's Sylvia Park, they own Sylvia Park. It's performing really well. They've got other developments going on there. Overall, not just Kiwi Property Group, but the listed property trusts have really, really high levels of occupancy, over 99% occupancy. Their rental adjustments are going really well. All in all, Mike, it was a pretty solid result, but the market sentiment remains pretty negative towards property at the moment. And the dividend now, because it's trading at such a large discount NTA, dividend now starting to look quite attractive. And I did want to just quickly mention the retirement village sector, the aged care sector. They got all of those companies got a bit of a boost yesterday from this government move to address pay parity for nurses. So labour workers, it's been problematic for the aged care providers. They keep losing skilled nurses to the DHBs. Government's committed, I think it's a couple of hundred million dollars to address this. I think we just need to look at this in greater detail, Mike, because I need to just go back and have another look. Because I'm just, what happens when the money runs out?
Good question.
What happens then? Does that just then push that extra cost back onto the sector itself? So I have a question mark there.
Talk to me about, speaking of question marks, talk to me about the Chinese. Where are they going?
Yeah, big picture problem this, isn't it? So there are lots of disquiet across share markets, particularly in Asia, over what's happening in China. So look, we've got protests. We've got protests against COVID restrictions at the same time, which is sort of quite worrying that the COVID cases there are rising quite sharply. Now, public protests are highly unusual in China. It's a risky business for the protesters because it tends to be cracked down on quite firmly. But it's creating concerns outside of China over the potential to create yet another supply chain challenge and yet another, you know, disruption to broader economic activity. So that's impacting on the oil price, which we'll just come to in a second. But also, we're just seeing share markets weaken, you know, right across, not only in Asia, but we're seeing in the US market as well. And as ever, Mike, I point out China is our largest trading partner. And we, of course, double down here because Australia has significant exposure to China and they are our second largest trading partner. So it's also, as I said, clouding the outlook for energy demand, and oil overnight went below, has bounced back in the last hour or so. Was $81, and that's the lowest we've seen oil since oil. That's for about a year, I think. So that story will play out over the next few days.
What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, yeah, it's down 260 points at the moment, so it's still above 34,000, 34,085. That's about 0.75%. The S&P 500, just under the 4,000 mark, 3,988. It's down 38 points. That's just under 1%. And the NASDAQ, 11,140, down 86 points, 0.75% as well. So the FTSE 100 down 5 overnight, 7481. The Nikkei down 120.43%, 28162. The Shanghai Composite lost 0.75%, 3078. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.4%, 7229 was the close. And we lost 74 points on the NZX 50, 0.65%, closing at 11,308. One Kiwi dollar will get you 0.6199 US at the moment, 0.9268 against the Aussie, 0.5972 euro, 0.5152 pounds, 86 flat against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,745. And as I say, oil at the moment, $83.15, but has been lower overnight.
Have a good one. Catch up tomorrow, jmiwealth.co.nz. One and only Andrew Kelleher.